Keep leading charms of earth, farewell your springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another home, a brighter world on high. I'm alone, I'm traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down. Farewell, ye friends whose tender care hath long engaged my love. Your fond embrace I now exchange for better friends above. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down. Cheerful I leave this veil of tears where pains and sorrows grow. Welcome the day that in my toil and every scene of woe. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down. Lie then, ye enter closing days, Lord, send the summons down. The hand that strikes me to the dust shall raise me to a crown. I'm a long time traveling here below. I'm a long time traveling away from home. I'm a long time traveling here below to lay this body down.
That's why we sung last time.
I know, we sung it last time.
I know.
We sang it too. Yeah. I've seen you shaking your head.
You still got to have a seat.
Huh?
You still got to have a seat.
Maybe I have. I made up a tune, didn't even know it.
No, that's
you read your note?
Oh.
What's one of that door like for the road? 398.
398.
Almost ain't got a road.
398.
I'll run through that shit with you. I'd rather sing my song than get it with you.
He's making friends with me.
Oh,
we're
trying to smooth it over.
398.
I am going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty decay. I am going to a city city. Well, the roses never fade. Love once gone to be with Jesus in their robes of white array. Now are waiting for my coming, where the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where
two of three.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
292.
We're traveling on to that blessed home where saints immortal dwell. We'll join in song with loved ones there and make our voices swell. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of God's dear Son? There'll be no sun, no stars nor moon in that sweet home on high, for God himself and his dear son will be the light up there. Oh, who will come and go with us and help us sing that song, the song of Moses and the Lamb, the song of that sweet home I serve. soon shall go. And now I hope I'm on my way to that home of endless day.
One more quick. 367 is, yeah. One more. 367.
Abide with me, and fall the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other help burns, fail and comforts me, help of the helpless soul, abide with me. Swim to its close, ebb out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. Oh, thou who changes not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can for the tempter's power, who like thyself my guidance taken be, through cloud and sunshine, oh, abide with me. Hold thou thy word before my closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's faint shadows flee. In life and death, O Lord, abide with me.
As we have come this morning, desiring, as we have just sung, that the Lord abide with us. We have many trials and tribulations in this life. We have accidents. We have problems with our health. We have problems with the world situation. And as Brother Flippin and I were talking this morning, a man for a long time has trusted in things other than God. And we see the other things that we've trusted in crumbling around. And I won't profess to say that that's by God's design, but it's certainly a fulfillment of his testimony that he only is to be trusted in. And that's what we've come here this day, to abide in his house and desire that he abide with us. It is a great privilege that we are able to assemble here in a land that he has blessed tremendously. We pray that he will continue to be around about us in this land, in this state, in this church. It's good to see each and every one of you. I trust we've all come for the same purpose, that we may lift up his name in praise and adoration. We sometimes take God for granted. Sometimes we think he's always been there and he always will be, and he will. But a lot of times we tend to think that we can ignore him and he won't go away. And we should be careful to always pray for his continued presence with us, that He might bless us in all of our actions. It's good to see Brother Keith here with his surgery Friday. He was confident he was going to be here, but I was holding my breath, so I'm glad he came through everything, and everything's going to be fine, I believe. Good to see everybody that's gathered here. We all have whatever's going around, and a lot of sickness and a lot of problems we have, so it's good to see that we're able to assemble here together on this day of homecoming, this day of communion, where we all gather together and express our joys for what God has done for us. And truly, whenever we gather as a family, whether it's a spiritual family or a natural family, we have to be able to see God's blessings in that. He has blessed us beyond our wildest hopes. So we thank you for your attendance. We trust that we might do something or say something here today that might be to God's praise and might cause you to go home and think on the good things, think on heavenly things for a while. It's good to have Brother James Flippin from Sure Primitive Baptist Church here to help with me today, and I ask you to give him your consideration. I'd ask Brother Ricky Massey to come and introduce service in his own way and manner with the word of prayer and anything he might want to say. I appreciate all the churches that's represented here too. Several churches and deacons just come out to be with us on this day. And we appreciate all of our friends and our fellow saints. We depend on other churches for our fellowship, and we're thankful that you're here. So, Brother Keith, you have a song we can sing.
237.
Number 237. Stand and stretch your legs if you like. Brother Ricky will introduce.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
Created here on such a place We know, dear Heavenly Father, that outside there is a world that we care never to dwell in again. We hope that you will look over the sick this day. We know that thou knowest what they stand in need of, and even we ourselves, we do stand in need before thee. We hope that you will be with these brothers that come here this morning, that we fill them with the marvelous knowledge and wisdom, and that they can rightly divide this word of truth. We stand in need of hearing, and thou would always give us an ear to hear. We hope that you will be with this nation, for the borders of this nation they have been lowered, and the enemies are within. Mm-hmm. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, that this nation will stand upon the righteousness of thee, and that the day of thy coming, that this nation is one, it will always stand for that which is right, and never stand with those that want to stand in the darkness. We hope that you will be with us here this day that we've come, that there is a marvelous kingdom, we've been drawn into it, we've lived from it so many years, we're thankful. And when we enter in, that there is a double portion given, that we would lay upon the roads, that we were in such a dry place, at the back of such an empty desert, that has given us to see so much, we see it not through our natural eyes, we care never to be in that sea. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, we bring not the tribute that the kings of this earth seek, that they seek the praise of men. It comes forth from their mouths, in very coins. It'll be wicked, man of this earth, they seek that. But yet their own children are free. We're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, that has set us, made us free. And some 2,000 years ago, thou saved each and every child. The children were in thy body. We're so thankful that we hope that we among such a number that we'll see a marvelous third heaven someday. We hope that you will be with those that lost loved ones here in this world. We'll know that how can give them to rejoice far greater without their loved ones. But yet we know it's a difficult time, and to have a sweet mother or a sweet bride or a child that belongs unto thee, they've lost. We hope that you will feel them this day. Give them to see the marvelous jewel is in the center, marvelous pearl in the middle of this field. We hope that we love our neighbors, we love thee, we love ourselves. And we always put thee first in all that we do. We're so thankful to you, Heavenly Father, for this marvelous kingdom key on thy shoulders. The key that they have given, without it given to the apostles. The very doctrines we so cherish here this day. We have come in, we will kneel down and wash the saints' feet, never feeling worthy to be numbered with them. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, that will give us to be as thou wast, servant unto the Holy Father, and the one that could never look upon sin, but yet thou hast done away with it, and we are now under thy marvelous grace. We hope, dear Heavenly Father, that you open the scriptures to these two brothers as they stand before us. This word is intertwined. This is the garment thou did wear, not having a beginning, but having an end. Give them to see such a marvelous word that we can be filled here this day. In the holy name, dear Heavenly Father, we do pray. And amen.
Amen. Brother James Flippin from church.
It's wonderful to be able to be in the house of the Lord again. I thought this week so much about what Brother Donnie kind of said. They said the morning of Daniel, fifth Sunday meeting. And me and Brother Gleason was talking about it this morning after I arrived at his home. It seems the time has come that people will find any excuse other than me serving the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord set aside a day for us to worship him. And it's not only on Sunday. It's each and every day in the week. And My mind has been meditating this morning, but there's another few words I want to say before we get into the scriptures. Let me take my watch off so I won't, because I never have got so carried away that I couldn't divide time, and I certainly wouldn't want to do it this morning. I want to hear Brother Gleason too this morning. And we have got to remember that God is a true God. He's a living God. There's no name whereby under heaven we shall be saved other by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But yet I come before you with fear and trembling. And certainly, I believe it'll be 11 years ago next Saturday that I made my first attempt to speak, and I'm more nervous. I can feel the power of God moving through me each day and each hour I stand. I'm not going to tell you that I can preach. I can't preach within myself. It takes the power of God to be able to preach. But as we come forward this morning, I looked through the Bible some. I certainly enjoyed the singing. It was, and I just sat there and listened to each word was spoken. There was sung there. But there's much going on in our land and country today. And I can see a great falling away in America. And I don't know exactly why it's spoken of in the Bible, but it says that sin is as a cancer. It's eating away with us. But there's one thing I know. It was by the first man, Adam, that sin entered into this world. And it was by the last man, Adam, which was Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. And I'm going to start with this, but I don't know where I end up at. But here in 2 Timothy, in the 3rd chapter, this, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For man shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fears, despisers of those that are lovers of God, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, such turn away. Now, I've read more of that, as I told him yesterday morning, Dobbins. I don't usually read much. I read more there than I did just in the morning. But this is the times that we are now living in. We can see it going forward. And this nation is turning farther and farther away from God. But it tells you plain, as God told Ezekiel to go down out of Israel and speak to them. He told them it was a stiff-necked, hard-headed people. And I'm thankful today for this great land and country that we've had, and for the freedom that we've had to worship God in spirit and truth. I don't know how much longer it's going to be before we'll have to go to the dens and the caves. But I certainly do believe that God will find faith here on this earth when he comes back in the clouds of glory. But that now the time has come that in America, that they're teaching in our schools that man was created by evolution. Man come from a monk, an ape, or something else.
But I want to tell you today, man was born, and let's go back here. I told y'all I didn't know where I was going to, but I'm going back into the book of Genesis here. God Almighty formed this earth. God spoke it into existence, and it come into existence. And he made everything else. And right here, and it says right here in the second, I believe it's in the second chapter. Yeah, it's the second chapter of Genesis. Says the Lord and God, the God, Lord God, formed man from the dust of the earth, from the dust of the ground, and breathed into him the breath, into his nostrils, the breath of life. And he became to be a living soul. And certainly, I've thought about it so many times. You take your beast and the animals, he didn't say they had a living soul, but man, he breathed into him, and he have a living soul. And as he traveled on here and over here, and God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. He made, they took a rib from him and made the woman. And so said, and it certainly says here, and I forgot the word I want to speak, but I'll move on here. But yet he said here and this, that he put him in that Garden of Eden, and in that Garden of Eden, there was everything they needed. He told them they could eat of every tree in that garden except the tree of knowledge, good and evil. He told them now that they eat thereof, they should surely die. And I'm going to tell you, God, I believe God knew when he put them there that they would eat of that, take of that fruit. But when he put them in that garden, and after they took of it, the voice of God come walking in the light of the evening, and he called, Adam, Adam. And he says, here I am naked. He says, who told thee that thou was naked? He said, but that old serpent told him that they should not let die, because they could eat of it and live. But that one God told him. He told him, says, in the hour that you take of that, from it, eat of that tree, ye shall surely die. And I think about it so much in this day and time. God has left this book here for us to go by and to walk in and to follow after. He's laid the commandments down here for us. And yet the people are going forth and taking of it anyway. But I want to tell you this morning, as I stand here before you, that he tells us plain that there is a turning back place for us in this life. If we'll take up our cross and follow him, we are all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we got to take up the cross and follow him. He tells us plain, says, come unto me, all ye that are labors and heavy laden. But God, we cannot go out there. We don't go to God. God comes to us. We hear the doctrine spoken of in this day and time, as said, God is standing at the door knocking and wanting to come in. We got to open up to him. No, when he gets ready to come in, he comes in. I want to tell you this morning, it's so wonderful to know that we've got a true and living God. And I use this scripture there where Jesus, when they had the marriage supper there and they run out of wine. And Mary told him, his mother told him, says, do what thou tells us. He says, mine hour's not yet come. He told him to fill the water perkins. Well, perkins were the water pots. And when they took water when they took the wine to the old king, he says, "You've saved the best for last." I want to tell you this morning, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's so wonderful to be able to see this congregation gathered here. And we still got people that's believing in God and Christian. The people that said were claiming to be, and people that still worshiping God. Well, we've got so many people that's worshiping idol gods, the Muslims, and all these other religions out here. But I want to tell you, there's number one true and living God, that is Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Word, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's the only one, and the only name whereby under heaven we shall be saved. But we're living through these times. We're scattered. God's people are scattered amongst the heathen and the wicked. But there's coming a day when God the Father's going to say, "The fields is white for harvest. Son, go bring my children home." I want to tell you, that's going to be a rejoicing day when we all may not be laid in this graves as I do today. We all may not die, but when I wonder sometimes, and me, you, Brother Gleason, we may not see death. Then when we get to that heaven now, when that time comes, that in the yonder, when we can see our Savior, when we have a changed body, and we can look up to Him. As old saying is, those graves is going to open. Us as the living is not going to hinder those that are dead already. But it's going all the way back from Abraham, Moses, and all them. When Paul went down to the Thessalonians the second time, they asked the question, would those be forfeited? Would those be lost before Jesus Christ come? No, every one of Jesus' children, all that the Father gave him, he'll raise them up. And that we'll be like him and be satisfied. There won't be no more aches. There won't be no more pains. There won't be no more hurting. I want to tell you this morning, it's going to be one of the most glorious days. I told somebody this morning, I believe it's a brother in old service, I think about it so much. Those children of Israel wanted to come out from under Pharaoh. They wanted to come up and be brought out of the land of Egypt. After they got out of the land of Egypt, they looked back. They said, "We had food. We had water down there." They wanted to go back. But I want to tell you, the serving the Lord, it's not an easy way to go. There's persecutions. There's trials. And there's temptations in it. And I want to tell you this morning that us preachers, as we stand before God's dear people, we ought